So I'm going to reach back to comfort. Lord, you are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Do not forsake us, O Lord our God. We are called by his name to this holy mountain, and we know that he is in the midst of us. We know it in compliments sincerely offered, and perhaps sheepishly accepted. We know it in music that lifts us up to the very throne of grace, and in music that brings anew the presence of those whom we love but see no longer. We know it in conversations about high and holy things, and in conversations about the common things of earth. We know it because here we are among our own tribe. Well, you're among your own tribe, and we know each other's joys, and we know each other's sorrows because we share them. We know it in a boisterous gin and tonic, or in the serenity of a 12-step meeting. We know that we are called to this holy mountain by God's name, and God is in the midst of us as he has promised. promised he will be. We know that. But we know also, in the words of the great theologian of the 20th century, Amy Grant, that we've got to come down from that mountaintop to the people in the valley below. And there it is not so easy to know that the Lord is in the midst of us. There we have that priest who just doesn't quite understand what we're doing and doesn't know what he doesn't know. There we have that courtesan who, for some reason, is never on the right page, and much of the time, not even on the right piece. There we have that parishioner, for whom the tempi of the hymns are always incorrect, and the organ is always too loud, and who insists that Dear Lord and Father of Mankind is to be sung to rest, when we know that is the will of God, that it be sung to rest. There it is hard to know that the Lord is in the midst of us. But even there, in the midst of worries about budgets and bills and bishops' visitations, even there, we are called by his name. We, with that priest and with that parishioner, and playing no longer the glorious Cassavant, but that vintage Allen toaster, that we pray for lightning to strike, and yet God never strikes it. Even there, we are called. We are called by his name, and he is in the midst of us. Do not forsake us, O Lord our God. Do not let the grace of this holy mountain dissipate when we go back down into the valley below. Let us know that we are called by his name, and let us know God in our priests and our parishioners, in the music that sometimes impossibly comes together, and the music that sometimes predictably doesn't quite. Let us know that we are called by God's name and that the Lord is in the midst of us in the word brilliantly preached, or maybe not so brilliantly preached. Let us know that the Lord is in the midst of us in the bread fitly broken and the blood reverently poured. Lord, you are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Do not forsake us. Lord, our
Lord, have mercy. Now and forever. Let us